It's Father's Day. What a lovely day. This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's Father's Day, and what a wonderful day it is. What a wonderful day for praise. Tomorrow is the birthday of Mariella Arnaldi, a most amazing woman. A most amazing woman. And her husband, Massimo, a most amazing man. They create a couple as truly amazing beings, and their five children are outstanding in every way. What a privilege it is to be a father of such a family. Well, what a privilege it is to be a father at any time. All of us who have the opportunity of being fathers are very blessed, because on a Father's Day, you recognize that around the world, the role of the man, the role of the father, is very special, is very divine. I know for myself, being the father of Mark, the most outstanding, fantastic young man in the entire universe, being the father of Mark has made me happy so many times. It just makes me happy all the time. I can only praise the fact that Father's Day comes along and reminds me to say thanks. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, world. Thank you, faith. Thank you, all who are in my world. Thank you. You have made my life beautiful, fulfilled, glorious. You made my life just magnificent. Have I made the life of other people magnificent? Has my being a father made the life of my family more significant? Has my being a father done anything to the world to make it just a little bit better? Well, I like to think so. I like to think that every man who is a father, and every man who's not a father, but who cherishes life, brings forth on this earth a bit of magic, a bit of wonder, a bit of very special quality. The quality of caring, the quality of knowing, the quality of being, the quality of life, the quality of love. As I think about Massimo, the father of these five children in Switzerland, and I think how he has worked with his children and how he has taken the time to be with them as they were growing up. And he has taken the time to be with them as they did their studies and encouraged them to be not only good students, but to be exquisite students, to be ideal students, just like he. That's what a father is all about. A father is all about being someone who cherishes their children. A father is all about someone who cherishes life and who gives birth to children and brings them forth with the happiness of his wife. A father is someone who is very special. And I have a son, and my son has a son. And life goes on in beautiful, wonderful ways continuously throughout all the universe, because fatherhood is something very precious. We sometimes think that stay-at-home fathers have a very special privilege, that they have the privilege of growing up with their children, they have the privilege of being with their children, they have the privilege of living with their children on a very close basis, like the mother does. How honored the mothers are to be with their families and be able to spend their time with their family and raise their family. I look at Mariella Arnaldi, and I think, here is an ideal woman. Here is a woman who has chosen to be with her family, to raise her family, to love her family, to enjoy her family, and to enjoy herself. And she doesn't need to go out and get a job. She doesn't need to go out and earn a living for the family. If she did, she'd be exquisite at that too, you could be sure. But she has the privilege of being with her family and learning and loving with the family as they're going through all of their great experiences. A father who takes time to be with his family, like Massimo, he has the privilege of being with his family while they're growing up, being with them while they're learning and studying and doing the things that are important to them, being with them whenever they needed him. He took them out for sports. He took them out for everything. He truly is the ideal father. Truly the ideal father. And he's an absolute success in his business. And he is well respected in his business throughout all of the world for the work that he does and the work that he's doing. He's respected by his employees. He's respected by the people that he works on their various programs. He's respected by everyone. That's what an ideal father is. And when an ideal father can be respected everywhere and loved everywhere and honored everywhere, truly then that one is the most amazing father in the world. And that's what fatherhood is all about. Respect, honor, joy, peace and harmony, love, wisdom, oh, all those things are the ideal father. Father's Day is a very special day. It's a day worthy of the utmost praise. It's a day worthy of the utmost respect and honor and awareness that all is right in the world. The father of our country, as we often say of George Washington, and we say the father of our nation, and we say our president of the United States is the father of our nation. He represents our nation. And when we have a man like Obama as the father of our nation, a young man, a dynamic man, a man who has wisdom and who has genius and who has love and who has respect and honor, what a glorious man. Let each one of us think about our fathers. How did we respect our fathers? Did our fathers get smarter as we grew older? And were we amazed at how brilliant our fathers really are and were? I think all of us have had reason to stop and think about our own father and the gift that he has given to our life, the gift that he's given to our world, the gift that he has given to us. But did we ever take time to tell him thank you? Did we ever take the time to say to our father, you did a good job, Dad. You did a good job. I love you so. And when our father has passed on, do we still say, Dad, I'll never forget you. My dad's long been gone, and often my thoughts return to him. They return to the time that he spent with us, the time that he was with us as children, the time he was with us as adults, the time he was with us always being a respectful, marvelous man in our family, in our world, in our time. Each one of us who have the privilege of being a male or being a father, we should take that with all the honor and all the joy and all the peace and all the love that we can possibly take it with from our part. And it's not what we receive, the accolades from the world. It's the way that we look at life, the way that we look at the life that we have created. And we look at the world and we say, this is my creation. It is good and very good. And when our creation is not so good and not so wonderful, then we stop and we say, all the more, our world is good and very good. And we put the cause in motion for our world being good and very good because that's the kind of father we are. And as we do this, the world is indeed good and very good. Yes, being a father is not just having our personal family. Being a father is having our world. Our world is our child. Our world is who we are. Our world is who we have created about us in all ways. So this Father's Day, we give grateful thanks. We give grateful recognition and appreciation that we have the privilege of being the parent of this wonderful world, of our wonderful family, and our magnificent life. Have a good Father's Day, just like I am. And I know that, and you know that, I love you. I love you. I love you.